One pasuk is to tell us that it says Bereishim includes the whole area of the head and not specifically.
What line are we on? Sorry.
I'm just speaking out the Gemara outside in Chof Amud Aleph. So after the Mishnah, just after the Mishnah. It specifically in order. I should go in order. Maybe Jonathan, you're right. I should go in order. So I'm going to start from the Gemara talking about. I'm going to speak it out outside because just to get up to where we're up to now, in the context that we're speaking. So the pasuk, we bring the pasuk. How do you know you're only chayav? How do you know you're chayav five? Maybe you're only chayav one. You can make five different ball patches, or if you make one ball batch for five people, maybe you're only chayav one. The pasuk says an extra word, korcha. It says liyikruhu korcha. The extra double, the double word implies that you're chayav for each and every one. So why does it say Bereisha Master Gemara? Because you might think it says in the other pasuk that korcha should be only bein einichem. So how do you know it's include the whole head? It says Bereisha. So maybe the Gemara says maybe that's only talking about kohenim. The whole pasuk is referring to kohenim. So how do we know it includes even regular folk like a Yisrael or a Levi? So the Gemara says, well, we learn one pasuk from the other because it says korcha in both pasukim. So we take it. I think it's a gezeira shava. The Gemara didn't say specifically it is. We take over from each pasuk to the other to help us out in how we learn. Meaning to say, the pasuk in Seder Devarim is talking about everyone, and there it says that it's a chayav for anyone. So we take over from there that to apply to the pasuk in Parshas Emor, that the pasuk in Parshas Emor applies to even non-Kohanim. Now, how do we know that you're chayav Bereishim? Because it says in the pasuk in Parshas Emor Bereishim, and it also had even chayav for each and every korcha, because it says the extra word b'korcha. So therefore, we'll take those over and we'll apply it to the Seder Devarim. So two pasukim. And the combination of both makes us learn out three dinim, which are number one, you're chayav for each and every ball patch you make. Number two, you're chayav in a whole area of the head. And number three, that applies also to non-kohenim. Is that those three dinim? That's we're using two pesukim. I don't think actually it's a zero shava. I think it's just the pesukim are helping each other being understood. The context of the pasuk is vague. So how do we know it? It's what we say: divrei Torah aniyim b'makom echad v'ashir b'makom acher. Which means in some places Torah is poor, in some places Torah is rich. Meaning to say that we learn out things. Sometimes the Torah explains a lot, and sometimes it's explained very much. And we can learn out the vague from where it's explained. So in this pasuk it says, Bereishim and Yechayav in each and every korcha. Another pasuk it says by everyone. So each one will help us out, help each other out, so we get the broader picture to say Yechayav in all the circumstances that we're talking about. Okay, so then. So then the Gemara goes on to say, Hey Chidomi, what's a case where you're chayav for making five bull patches for one mace? This is the last line of the Chacham Gadol. If you're doing it one after the other, and there's five different warnings in between each one, so of course you're chayav five, because it's like you're doing five different Yisroim, one after the other, with hasrois with warnings in between each one. So of course you're chayav, and we bring that out from the Mishnah, which we're going to learn Amud Aleph, by a nozer who's drinking wine the whole day. So he's doing the same issa the whole day, but he has different warnings in between each one. He's chayav for each one. And if you're going to say it says in Gemara, well, we're talking about there was no hasroi between each one, so why are you chayav? It's in the case of nozer, if you're drinking wine all day and you only have one hasroi, you only chayav one. So what is a case where you're chayav five where there's a chiddush? So the Gemara answers, you're taking some cream on your five fingertips, placing it on your head, and making five distinct bald patches. And then you're chayav five because this is a case where you've done five isurim in one go. Usually, let's say you eat a big piece of pork. It's not considered doing five Isurim in one go, because it's one eating at the end of the day. You can't differentiate the eatings one from the other just because it happened to contain many kazesim. It doesn't mean it was distinct eatings. Whereas here, you made five distinct ball patches in one go. And therefore, we find a case where you can get five malchus for one issa, even though there's only one hasra. It's a special case. I'll challenge you, I mean, I'm challenging myself also, to find any other issa where you can have five distinct isurim within the same hasra. And that's really that's what the Mishnah is saying, really. It's five distinct isurim, but there's only one hasra. Go on, Jonathan.
But I remember that I challenged this concept. It might not have been exactly the same because, like you say, this situation is one hasra. But I remember a few weeks ago, I challenged the concept of getting more than one set of malchus, like saying, oh, you know, you end up with multiple malchus. And I was saying that in practice, this doesn't make any difference because they're still going to calculate what is the maximum amount of malchus that this fellow can take before he'll be nearly dead.
That's true, but you're approaching it very practical terms. Let's say, we don't know for sure that there's no one in the world that can withstand 20 sets of malchus. We don't know, that's not true. Maybe you can. Maybe there is someone who's I don't know, the world, I don't know, a sumo wrestler. So take the strongest, most healthy person in the world, and he can withstand the required amount of malchus to get. So for him, it would make a difference. Whereas maybe you're right, for the general person, they can't withstand even 39, but take a very healthy person who can withstand, that would be the theoretical case where we're talking about. But I think that's the point of the Gemara, is that this lav is a very special in this case, that it can have five distinct disorder in one go. Like we said, any avera which is to do with eating is not really possible that, because it's one eating at the end of the day. It's all considered one eating. Unless you say, one second, I'm trying, and I'm actually backtracking a bit, because unless you say he's eating and then eats 10 minutes later, then 10 minutes later, then 10 minutes later. There's distinct eatings, and he's still only high of one. So actually, I'm asking myself. I'm not sure about the right understanding here. Okay, I have to check that up. Okay. Anyways, that's the case. That's the way that the Gemara, I think Tosafot understand the Gemara. That the idea is here: you have five different isurim in one go to your high five malchus, even though there's only one hasra. That's the idea. It might be by eating. I'm just thinking now. It might be by eating. It's a bit different because they're all followed one on from the other. So the hasra is going in all future eatings. Whereas if there's five distinct isurim in one shot, you can say that hasra is going for each one. Maybe there's a difference. I have to check that for sure. Okay. So then we had the Gemara further. Let's go maybe go from here inside, because this is where we got up to more or less. So this is on Chof on the base, six lines down. The Kamashe Korcha. So what's the size? Very simple question. What's the size of the ball patch one has to make in order to be Chayv Malchus? So Rapuna Omar Kadeshi Yirim Eroshi. Rapuna says it's not a specific share. Rather, it's how much a person has to take away that he can see his head through that. So someone with very thin hair, that wouldn't be very much. Someone with very thick hair, that would be considerably more. Rav Yechon Amar Rechon says, "B'shem Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, Nimi Rav Lazar Rav Shimon." The gris, the size is a gris. We've mentioned that gris is the size of other halachas. One of them is the shear of a kesem. It's about the size of a bit less than a 1p coin. That's a shear of a korachol which you're chayav. Says the Gemara, "Ketanoi." This is like a machlekes tanoi. Kamo shear korachol. What's the size of a korachol? The Bach says, "If Shimon Lozer Omer Kegris," he says, "the size of the gris." Achir, other people say, "Kedesh Yirim Eroshei." So we see it brought down the brace, and not only is machlokes in the Gemara, it's also machlokes in the brace. Amr Yehuda Machaviva, Yehuda Machaviva says, Pligi bo tlossi tanoi, it's actually a three-way machlokes. We have a new shifter, which I haven't mentioned, and what is that? Chal of the Kuris, like we had before, the Chal of the Kadeshi Mereshoi, like we had before. Now the new shifter is, Chal of the Kadeshi de Saris, the site of two Saris, a much smaller ship. Now, the ikad and mafik shtei saris from mayal chadosha, and some people say.
Sorry, Osha, it's a bit fast. How you're going through it?
Sorry, of course. No, thanks for telling me. I just thought I was recapping, so I was going faster. But so, again, we got three shitters here. One shitter is kongress. The other shitter is dish yireh mereishoy. We had both those shitters before. V'chad oima kishtei saris. This third shit. It seems to be from the Gemara is saying, it's the size of two hairs. So taking out already two hairs, and we're not talking about someone ruffling through the hair, we're talking about where someone dies and he has intent.
What's the Shiare Marosho? That was the bit that was quick.
Kadesh Yire Marosho, that he should see his head. He should see part of his head. So there was, his head was covered over with hair, and now he's making his head be seen by taking out the hair. So taking out a few hairs is not sufficient to make his head be seen. He has to take out a considerable size of amount of hair in order that his head should be seen through his head, as in he should see his head.
You mean, is this talking about the density or a coverage of the area? What's the variable here? Is it complaining about the criteria of density or the criteria of coverage of the area?
Well, I think I'm not really sure what you're asking. I mean,
is it saying that like it has to be a minimum radius or diameter of the bald area, or is it saying that doesn't matter about the coverage? The diameter. We're just saying that you can't just pluck a few hairs out. You have to pluck enough that you can just see a little bit of scalp through the hair. It doesn't even have to be completely bald. You can still have some mummish hair there, but you just have to be thin enough that you can see a bit of scalp through the hair.
I hear your point. I think it's the latter, but I think it's quite relative depending on what sort of hair he's got. So if he's got thin hair, it would be much less. If he's got thick hair, then it'll be more. But you're suggesting what happens if he's got a few hairs within the bull patch? I hear your point. I'm not sure. I mean, there, technically, he's made his hair very thin, so you can see his skull through that. But it's not a full rate. It's not a full amount of hair taken out. That's your example, am I right?
Yeah. So I'm asking if that's what it's what the issue is in that bit that Kadesh Shiare Marosho.
It's a fair point you're mentioning. I'm not sure actually. I hear. It could be like you're saying, or it could be. I'm not sure. I guess it would have to be very relative to whether you can determine, hey, he's got a bald patch there. Meaning, again, someone who's got very thick hair and takes out a considerable amount of hair, even if there's a few hairs within, you would say, well, you can see his skull now. But someone who's got very thin hair, then. You know, it would be. I think it would be very relative to what his hair is. If it's someone who's got thin hair, they would have to make a proper bald patch, because otherwise you can always say, no, that's just the thinner area. So it would be dependent, I guess, hakol lefiha inyan, and how people view it. So the third shit that we're adding here is kishtei saris. So it seems to be only two hairs. Now, says the Gemara further, the ikad mafik shtei saris umaya v'chadosha. Some people say that when this third shitter didn't say shtei saris, rather he said the size of ma'adosha. Ma'adosha is a lentil, so very very small also. So this third shitter, there seems to be a debate about it. Did the third shitter say shtei saris, or did he say ka'adosha? So technically four shitters, but it's not really four shitters because there were only three shitters mentioned in the Tanoim. Now the last shitter became a confusion whether he said Shri Saris, but you said Kadosha. Now, continues the Gemara. The Simonich, the Simonids. Now, the Gemara sometimes makes a Simon in order to us to remember something. Now, the Gemara is saying the Simon in this case, in order to remember this three-way machlekas, meaning what's confusing about this? How do we know? We've got two shittas first, which were the size of Shiyire Meroshe, or the size of a gris. And then we had this third shitta, which seemed to have a debate about it. Was it the size of two hairs? Uch Adosha. Now, how do we know the debate, the interchangeable one, the one that we're not clear about, is that one? Maybe we'll get confused down the line, and when we put it into our memory, the Gemara wasn't made to be learned inside. It was really something that was learned outside. So when they were learning it outside, perhaps you'll get confused and you'd say that some people say a gris and some people say a kadosha. How do we know the interchangeable one is the shtei saris? Maybe the gris one, people will come to say that's interchangeable with kadosha. It will lead to confusion because it's a bit of a complicated, it's not really three ways, it's four ways, which make comprise three shittas. So how are we going to make a simon to remember and make sure that we say it right when we learn it? So it says the Gemara, Baharis kegris u'michia b'cha'adosha. This is quoting a Mishnah elsewhere in the Goyim. So since there were Bakiyim in Mishnayos, this was a good simon. And the Mishnah had a line which basically stated the sizes of different types of saras. So Baharis, which is one type of saras, should be the size of a gris in order to be tovi. And a michyo, which is another type of teras, should be the size of an adosha. Now, what's the simon here? The Rashi explains the simon is what we see is that the gris and adosha are not interchangeable. Rather, they're alongside one another. Meaning to say, there's a shitta which holds a gris, and there's a shitta which holds a adosha. And the one that's interchangeable can't be the gris one, because that's mentioned alongside adosha. So it can't be gris and adosha interchangeable. It must be the shitta of shtei saris is interchangeable with adosha. Carl, you have to take yourself off mute.
Physically, what do these different shittas actually measure physically? What are they in terms of like what I was asking? Of 10 minutes ago, physically, what are these different shittas saying?
What, Shtei Saris or Ayadosha?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lentil, the ones are tiny, they're 2 millimeters, maybe a millimeter.
Right, so that's like pure baldness, but over just a tiny, tiny.
Yeah, area. I would imagine so, yes, yeah, yeah. And two Saris is quite a fixed chair, taking out any two Saris. It doesn't seem to be variable. If his hair is thick or thin, two saris already. So
that's barely you're barely going to notice the difference there. You'll be relying on his own testimony to admit that he's done such a thing.
Oh no! Or someone saw him take out two saris. You could see that.
Right. Yeah. And then that was the other two.
The gris.
Adosha.
Sorry.
Adosha is the lentil.
Yeah.
Gris is bigger than an adosha?
Much bigger, yeah. So a gris is about the size of a 1p, just slightly smaller than 1p.
Okay. And then is there a fourth one or not?
Well, the fourth one is the Shiyire Meroshe, which we already discussed. So that's, again, that's the Chayra HaKol Athiyahinyan.
That's a more extreme version of Shtei Saras.
Well, possibly. I'm not sure which one would be smaller and bigger. I mean, Shtei Saras is, well, It's about this. I would imagine it's more the size of a 1p than it is the size of the others, but I don't know. Depends. It'd be very, yeah. So are we clear about the simon? The simon is trying to make that we don't get confused that the three shittas you mentioned, which are Kadesh Yere Miroshoi, a gris, and an adosha or shtei saris, that the last two, adosha and shtei saris, are interchangeable, and not gris and adosha interchangeable.
Why are they interchangeable? I'm not following, sorry.
Well, I mean to say interchangeable, I mean to say that there's a debate about this third shitta. There was a third shitta, whoever it was, let's call him Reuven. Reuven, the Tanna Reuven said something, and the debate amongst the Talmidim was, did he say Shtei Saris, or did he say Chadosha? Now, the Sibur we're putting is, how do we know it's this last shitta called Reuven, the Tanna, Rabbi Reuven, who said either Shtei Saris or Adosha? Had maybe it was the second shitter, let's call him Shimon, who said it's a gris, and then the Talmidim argued and said no, he really said Adosha. How do we know that they didn't have a debate about what he said about a gris? Maybe they were talking about that shitter. How are you going to remember? It seems a bit funny that the Gemara is doing this, but again, the Gemara is not outside, so they have to make simonim to remember and be clear about things. So how do we know that what they had the debate on was not the second shitta, rather it was the third shitta, which says Shtei Saris, and Ikka de Omri said it's Adosha. So the simon we gave was a Mishnah which said Beheres Kegris and Michya Bacha Adosha, which means to say that they go alongside one another. The Mishnah, it's just a Mishnah which has no connection really to here, except the fact that they mentioned the same shurim. But what we see from the Mishnah is the fact that the Mishnah mentioned them alongside one another, we're going to interpret that to mean in our case that there are two shittas about it. It's not Peshat, the Talmidim had the debate, was it a gris or was it an adosha? Rather, there was a shitta which was a gris, and there was another shitta that it was an adosha. Okay, should we start the Gemara Vayikra? Okay, Tana, Hanoitel is taught. Hanoitel Malay Pi Hazug B'Shabbos Chayev. If someone cuts hair the size of a scissors cut, so again, it's not very clear how big the scissors are, but he takes, we're going to see, actually, the Gemara is going to explain how much that is, but he snips with the scissors. That is Chayav on Shabbos. Remember, all melachas of Shabbos. What melacha is this? Cutting hair. It's a melacha of Goizes, shearing sheep, that was done in the Mishkan. So cutting hair is a tolda of shearing sheep. So all melachas of Shabbos have a minimum shear to them that they're Chayav. So here the Gemara is saying that taking a snip with the scissors, that's already sufficient to be Chayav. Says the Gemara, the Kamam Leipi Azul, how big is a snip of the scissors? Rabbi Yehuda, Stein, that means two hairs. But now ask the Gemara, but Tanya, the Korcha Stein. The Mishnah says, there's a Braise which says the Korcha is two hairs, and that price is a continuation of the price we just mentioned of Shabbos. So it sounds like, meaning the whole price goes as follows: you're cutting with the scissors on Shabbos, you're chayef for mloy piyazuk, and if you're cutting for a korcha, two. So that sounds like mloy piyazuk and two are different shurim. Otherwise, it wouldn't put them as different things. It would say for Shabbos and for korcha, the shear is two. So why is it put in distinct stages? It must be they're different. This is a Gemara. Ema v'cheina korcha. What the Bryson needs to say is v'cheina korcha. Also a korcha is two. So although it uses different terminology, it's coming to say that a korcha is actually the same size as meloi piyazuk. And what is that size? Two hairs. V'cheina korcha shtayim. Continues the Gemara, Tani Nami Hochi. The Bryce also says the same thing. Hanotel Malopi Azug B'Shabbos Chayev. Somebody takes a snip from the scissors on Shabbos, is Chayev. the Kama Mlei Piyazug, and the Braisa continues and says, how much is the size of a Mlei Piyazug? Shtayim. So it's explicit in the Braisa, this shear, that Mlei Piyazug is actually two hairs. Yeah, okay. So let's leave it there.